Welcome to HealthWise, 30 minutes to think about God and your health, brought to you by your friends at Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. I praise you, O Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, says the writer of Psalm 139. And because we are made in God's wonderful image, how thoughtful we should be with our bodies as well as our souls. For the next 30 minutes, listen, learn, and call for advice so that you too can become HealthWise.
I'm Bill Shishko, and I'm your host for another edition of HealthWise. Lots of things can cause it. Too much alcohol, too much food, the wrong kind of food. You just know that there's something wrong in your stomach or in your digestive tract or in that lower part of the inside of your body called your intestines. Stress, emotional stress, physical stress, actual injuries, a fall, car accident. Hormonal imbalances, you feel something wrong during pregnancy or menopause. Allergic reactions to certain foods, gluten can trigger it, to certain substances, the wrong kinds of fibers, for example, to chemicals, cleaning supplies, fragrances, and even air fresheners can be big culprits. And whether the effects are inside of your body or outside of it, they're all called inflammation. There's pain, as hormone-released chemicals stimulate your nerve endings. There's redness and heat, as more blood moves to the affected area. And then there's swelling, making the affected area hard to move, or in some cases even immobile. Bottom line, inflammation in any part of your body is not pleasant. Inflammation is a physical condition that leaves your body parts red, swollen, and painful. In most cases, your immune system triggers the things that lead to inflammation, but this is actually a healthy reaction to germs that can bring on disease, to infection, or to, in one way or another, that abuse your body. See, it's actually God's amazing defense system by which harmful substances or stimuli, the bad guys, are removed from your body and the healing process begins. In fact, infections, wounds, and human tissue damage simply are not going to heal without inflammation. Now, the process may sound gross, but it's a lot better than if your body didn't have that defense system against the bad guys. So your body experiences an irritation of some sort. That triggers your system to bring inflammation to the area, because within that inflammation, white blood cells are going to battle to win the war with the stimuli, the bad guys. That builds up, and here's where it gets a little bit gross, that builds up pus, which is a pool of dead white blood cells, and that pus is eventually released, and then new tissue begins to form. So you might call it the biological war within. Now, if inflammation is chronic, for whatever reason, something that is meant to be temporary, inflammation, I mean, really, who wants to be at war all the time? Well, if that lasts too long, it may lead to a more serious condition in your body, like rheumatoid arthritis, or even make your body more susceptible to certain cancers. People with chronic inflammation feel its effects in various ways: chronic fatigue, mouth sores, chest or abdominal pain, fever, rash, joint pain. Well, those are some of the most common effects of a long-term chronic inflammation. Now, in severe cases, doctors may prescribe steroids or medical marijuana in states where that's legal, but these can have serious side effects. And then there's also a whole catalog of what are called non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, or NSAIDs. But these also aren't without complications to your bodily system. Now, the most popular over-the-counter anti-inflammatory is acetaminophen, which is commonly known as Tylenol. Acetaminophen will help reduce your pain without interfering with the beneficial process that's brought on by inflammation's work of fighting the bad guys. But some people react badly to acetaminophen, and too much of it can be harmful to your body, especially your liver. So you need to be careful with that, as with any pain-killing medications. Anti-inflammatories. The trick is to reduce the pain of inflammation, and even at least some of the inflammation itself, without short-circuiting the benefits God has designed to heal your body, to beat the bad guys, by the processes that trigger inflammation. So how do you thread the needle between giving you some pain relief, but not hindering your body from doing the healing work that God designed for it? Well, that's our topic for today. Anti-inflammatories. The best way to get pain relief without doing more damage to your body or interfering with the good things that inflammation is meant to do. Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York, brings you today's edition of HealthWise. And there in their packed nutrition department, you'll meet nutritional consultant Matt Lombardo. And today he's going to help us all feel better as we consider the ins and outs of anti-inflammatories. It really is a fascinating subject. You're invited to call the program with your questions. Call in number 631-955-5400. If you'd like to be on live on HealthWise, 631-955-5400. Or if you want to text your question, put it under HealthWise. Here's that number for texting your questions, 516-367-0391. Again, HealthWise, text questions only, 516-367-0391. And if we don't get to your question here, we'll pass it on to Matt for you. But for now, welcome again to Matt Lombardo of Cottage Pharmacy.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, it's been a long time, Matt.
Yeah, it has.
How are things going with you? Good?
Very well, thanks.
You're healthy?
Yes.
Okay. Matt, talk to us just a little bit more about some of the dangers that may come with the anti-inflammatories, the painkillers that we can so easily get as over-the-counter medications.
Okay. Well, one of the most common and dangerous side effects is toxicity from Tylenol or acetaminophen. Liver toxicity from Tylenol can be deadly, and a lot of people don't realize it because it's readily available over the counter. But if you take it for too long, too often, if you drink alcohol, it can cause some really bad damage to your liver, for sure.
Okay. So people should speak with your pharmacist at Cottage Pharmacy about this stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and we're not bad-mouthing the pharmacy, obviously, but as I mentioned, with any of these things, you've got to be careful. And Matt, talk about, I mean, anybody that deals with the subject of inflammation, they always bring up diet. Helping to relieve the pain from inflammation, if not even preventing some inflammation. Talk to us about maybe some of the most obvious things, maybe things we wouldn't think about.
Digestion, good health starts with digestion. Everything starts there. And there's a lot of ingredients in food, and there's processed foods, and there's allergens. And these are things that our body has trouble processing. It gets overwhelmed with, and it can cause inflammation. So when you want to look at tackling inflammation from your diet perspective, you want to look at whole foods, real foods, not processed foods.
Okay.
That your body, has been biologically, your body's been created to break down and digest. You also want to, be aware of your own allergies, food allergies,
yeah.
And look out for that as well.
Well, and in avoiding fried foods, I mean, that tends to help with this. Okay, and that's why, because the body just can't work with that amount of fat, or is it the process of cooking with it, or what?
Fried food is basically a simple starch soaked in fat. And it's very dense, and it's also, depending on whether or not it's overcooked or what, that fat oxidizes into potentially harmful
Yeah, okay, all right. Matt, gluten comes up here. I'm assuming that this is probably connected with the inflammation, connected with celiac disease and other. What do these refined carbs, and in many people, gluten, what does that do to the body?
Well, gluten is actually a protein. It's an amino, and it's very difficult for our bodies to break it down. And a lot of people, it causes an allergic reaction in a lot of people, and that includes fatigue, GI upset. But you know, it's one of the reasons why after someone eats a big meal that they feel sluggish, or bloated. So you know, and there's more and more gluten in our food as it becomes more processed, as the you know wheat fields become more, you know, with the selective breeding or GMO genetically modified wheat usually has more gluten.
Yeah. Well, not to mention certain flours, like flours that are used for pizza and some pastas, actually have higher amounts of gluten.
Just processed wheat.
Yeah.
Wheat is gluten. Absolutely.
Yeah, and yeah, I mean, I don't want to go too far afield, and yet there's also food like seitan, I think they call it, that really is made of gluten. Well, anyway, that's for another day. And sodas and sugary drinks, that also comes up with inflammation. What do those things do to the body?
Well, too much sugar at one time, you know, you overload your body with these syrupy drinks, and you spike you throw your hormones out of whack. And as you said in your monologue, you know, inflammation is your body trying to get back, fight against, you know, change or injury.
No.
So you're hurting your body with too much sugar, and your body's creating this inflammation. And over time, that inflammation is there because you drink, you know, three cans of soda per day, and then you end up with arthritis or cancer, or who knows what.
Well, and then of course the hormones are what really trigger the inflammation. Anyway, red meat is a bad guy too. What does it do to the body?
Red meat is a source of an an omega 6 fatty acid. Specifically, its name is arachidonic acid, and it actually directly causes inflammation in the body. It's very inflammatory.
Yeah, so probably the indigestion that we will get from red meat, especially fatty red meat, that's an inflammation, and it's a reminder to us that the body is got that war going on again, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. The other thing is, and I want to get on to, we're not all negative here, the anti-inflammatory diet, margarine and lard. And really, I guess if you're going to use one, something like this, butter is better. What do margarine and lard do to us?
Well, margarine is basically, it's not real fat. It's a blend of processed oils that are usually from genetically modified sources like soy, and it's a foreign looking substance to the body. Your body sees it and doesn't know what to do with it, thus creating inflammation.
Okay. Yeah, foreign stuff. And it was lard too, which I guess is very similar. Was it come from meat fat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, now. Now that we've eliminated travels into half the aisles in a supermarket, talk with us as a nutritionist. What about an anti-inflammatory diet? I mean, is there such a thing?
Absolutely. Actually, one of the diets that is probably the best anti-inflammatory diet is the Mediterranean diet.
Yeah.
It's been around for a while, and it's kind of died down as one of the fad diets. But with you know, olive oil and whole grain, unprocessed grains that are high in omega-3s, and vegetables and fruits, following a Mediterranean diet is one of the best ways to go if you're looking to fight inflammation.
Yeah, I appreciate you mentioning that, Matt, because we've really since the beginning of the year, my wife and I have been working out with the Mediterranean diet cookbook or whatever.
Excellent.
What a difference that has made in our health. Yeah, excellent. Fatty fish better than the fatty meats?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Whenever you boost the omega-3 in your diet, you'll be fighting inflammation.
Yeah, okay. Fruits? It seems like blueberries are always mentioned, right?
Blueberries.
Okay, all right. Fast, we're talking today about anti-inflammatories. Remember that inflammation, is, believe it or not, it's a good thing in that it helps your body fight infections, but the infections are the bad things, the foreign substances that, as Matt has said, your body doesn't know what to do with them. So we're going to continue to probe this. One big one that Matt's mentioned is probiotics and inflammation, but we'll tackle that one after this message from Cottage Pharmacy.
I love Cottage Pharmacy, and you will too. Awarded among Long Island's best pharmacies, Cottage Pharmacy is far more than a pharmacy. While you're waiting for your prescriptions, check out their large nutrition section, their med spa, and their boutique. And they carry a full line of surgical supplies and durable medical equipment too. See, I know from experience, it's fun to shop at Cottage Pharmacy. You won't find such personal service and such a knowledgeable staff anywhere. They live up to their motto, if we can't take care of you, no one can. Every customer at Cottage Pharmacy is a satisfied customer. Oh, and here's a bonus for you. Mention WLIE540 when you check out, and you'll receive a 20% discount on your purchases from the nutrition department, the boutique, and from their surgical and medical section, too. Just mention WLIE540 when you check out. Cottage Pharmacy is conveniently located at 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturdays and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Cottage Pharmacy, where rule number one is the customer's always right. And rule number two is, if not, go back to rule one. Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike, Woodbury, New York.
Bill Shishko here with you for today's edition of HealthWise. Matt Lombardo is our nutritional consultant, who is our guest, and the topic is anti-inflammatories. If you'd like to call with your questions, 631-955-5400, or text your questions, 516-367-0391. When we began HealthWise, all of our advisors said most important things to begin dealing with are probiotics. Matt, talk to us about probiotics and inflammation.
Okay, probiotics are good bacteria, helpful bacteria. They basically help our body to digest food and to deal with and to eliminate some of the allergens or some of the foods that we eat that might be a little bit tough on our system. As I mentioned earlier, digestion is the pathway to good health, and probiotics help with that.
Okay. Yeah, again, this is something my wife and I can testify to. We make our own kefir. I think I'm pronouncing it properly. And again, a tremendous difference I've eliminated, unless we eat foolishly, it's eliminated digestion issues. Matt, how do you get the best probiotics?
Well, you speak to a nutritionist.
Like Matt Lombardo.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Right. You can come, speak to me. My Bolster Nutrients, Bolster Biotic, is actually formulated by me. It's got prebiotics in it. It has all the top strains, the right strength to help with digestion, immunity, mood enhancement. It's just a full spectrum probiotic in it.
That's called, again, Bolster Biotics?
Bolster Biotics.
Bolster Biotics. And you should know, even if you're out of the range of Cottage Pharmacy, you can use their toll-free number to order these things.
It's available on Amazon.
Oh, it's available on Amazon. Great.
Absolutely, yeah. Bolster Biotics.
All right. Well, if you don't want to go on Amazon, you want to talk with some of the folks from Cottage Pharmacy, the toll-free number is 1-800-599 9963. You get a 20% discount if you mention WLIE 540 AM, 1-800-599-9963. Matt, you were a physical trainer. What about exercise and relief of pain from inflammation?
Well, exercise releases endorphins, which help to kind of dull pain.
Okay.
So the right amount of exercise can definitely be beneficial for people who suffer chronic pain. But you have to listen to your body. You have to know, what pain is good and what pain is bad.
Right. Yeah, I want to emphasize again, it's a little bit confusing when we deal with this. People tend to think of inflammation as bad, when in fact the inflammation is in most cases a good thing. It's an indicator that your body is working to deal with these foreign stimuli that have come in. And when Matt says the physical exercise can release the endorphins that lessen the pain, that's what we mean. They're still doing the work. It's just that you feel better. So it's kind of a natural pain reliever, right? Exercise? The right exercise. Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's Matt, our listeners, a number of them are going to have either, the pain of arthritis or rheumatoid arthritis. Why don't you give some advice for dealing with those inflammations?
Well, there's herbal remedies that you can use to help for rheumatoid arthritis. There's stretches you can do, yoga, reducing stress.
Okay.
I would definitely recommend.
Yeah, and of course, you've got your Surge Medical Department there too. I'm sure they would have things to help out with that as well, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's warming gloves for hands.
Okay.
There's all kinds of braces and special heating pads.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, these things that you put them on the floor and you roll on with your back can give you relief.
Oh, yes, the foam rollers.
The foam rollers, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man, those are wonderful.
Well, our son,
if you've never tried a foam roller, they're great.
Yeah, our son, the athlete, was just telling us last night about these things. So you mentioned herbs and other natural. Matt, devil's claw, wood spider, grapple plant. Sounds like something out of a haunted house. What do those things have to do with anti-inflammatories?
Devil's claw is actually a name for the wood spider and the grapple plant. They're all related, and they fall under this the devil's claw category because it actually looks like a claw.
Okay.
But that's been shown to help with lower back pain.
Interesting.
Devil's claw. If you suffer lower back pain, devil's claw is something that you want to come in and you want to try, for sure.
What about wood spider? Or is it
wood spider? It's the same.
Okay.
The same. Yeah.
And grapple plant. So what are they? They're related to sesame seeds or something, aren't they? Or sesame plants?
They are. They are.
Oh, okay.
They're just the. It looks literally like a hooked claw. Almost. It's very...
How do you get this stuff? If people come in and they buy the claw from you, or it's ground up, or what?
It's ground, yep, into a capsule.
Okay.
And it works. Phenomenal.
Hyssop. Now, of course, hyssop's mentioned in the Bible, but all I've read is you've got to be careful with it. How do you get hyssop?
Yeah, it's not recommended for children.
Okay.
Hyssop, because it has been shown to cause seizures in children.
Okay.
But it's very... It's most widely used for sore throat and cough relief.
Okay. That again, is a pill? It's a capsule?
It usually comes in a syrup.
Oh, okay. We don't mention ginger very much on the program, but my, I really ginger for indigestion, for constipation, for colic. Mm-hmm. Yeah, better to get the fresh ground stuff, or do you have that in the nutrition department or what?
We do. We have fresh ground ginger in a capsule. We also have ginger candies that are ginger extract that are great for motion sickness.
They're great after a meal. I know that because we eat them. They're terrific.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's great for nausea. Absolutely.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. We maybe consider that more. Turmeric comes up as an anti-inflammatory. I must admit, it's not helped me, but I mean, we know that these things help some people and not others. Talk about turmeric.
Turmeric has been, over the last, I'd say, 10 years, turmeric has been the king of natural anti-inflammatory herbs, for sure. There's a lot of studies on it. It fights inflammation for arthritis, for inflammation of the brain from chronic stress. So turmeric's, you know, it's been studied heavily in it.
How much of this do you take? Maybe you haven't taken enough. I don't know.
Well, sometimes you have to play around with the brands or
okay.
the, you know, because every brand or every trademark, you know, there's a variety of turmeric products out there. If you go into a nutrition store, if you come to Cottage Pharmacy, you'll see a variety of turmeric.
Okay.
It's important to find which one, you know.
Yeah. Good.
You can mix and match with, find the one that works for you.
Yeah, okay, that's very helpful. Hey, thanks to Matt Lombardo, and thanks to Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York, for bringing you today's edition of HealthWise. Cottage Pharmacy is a delightful step back in time to pharmacies like they used to be. Now, remember to mention that you heard us on WLIE 540, and you'll receive a special 20% discount on surgical and medical supplies in the boutique and in the nutrition department. And as Matt mentioned, look for Bolster Nutrients while you're in that department. Just ask Matt Lombardo about them. He'll tell you all about these things he's formulated. If you want to use the toll-free number to call Cottage Pharmacy and put in your order, 1-800-599-9963, 1-800-599-9963, and you'll get a 20% discount there, too, if you mention WLIE 540 AM. Next week, more on this vast world of living wisely in the body that God has given you. So, we'll see you here on the radio next Saturday at 1 p.m. for another edition of HealthWise.
Listen in next Saturday at 1 p.m. for the next edition of HealthWise, brought to you by your friends at Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. Call them on their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. That's 1-800-599-9963. Thanks for listening, and for now, be HealthWise.